neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Ava Nitzchak Malo Paro discussed the plan with his top advisors. Who were they? Bilam, Bilam,
Yitro,
and Iyob, three top advisors. So now, what did Bilam say?
Get rid of him.
What did Iyob say?
Quiet. He didn't say it.
Wait, don't go too far. Bilam, how was he punished?
Hashem took it.
Was killed.
Killed by who?
By
Pinchas.
Yes.
Yeah, Pinchas killed Bilam. Iyob, what happened?
Had the Yisurim. And
if he was quiet, what should he have Yisurim?
When you are quiet, you agree with the one that is saying
so
that.
He kept quiet.
Did he lose his money, his children?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. No, not actually, he was quiet. He told Parot, take their money. So he said, he suggested to take their money, so that's what happened to him. Midah, can you give Midah? What did Yisro do?
Left?
Yeah. What was his reward?
Chatman, Moshe.
So what's the Midah? Can you get Midah?
He didn't participate.
What type of benefit he caused Am Yisrael by his running away?
He didn't let his support in that position.
I know, but did it help in any way?
No.
No. Did he run away for himself or for Am Yisrael?
Sure.
He was a God worshiper then?
No.
So, what should he be rewarded? If he runs away, so what should he be rewarded?
He didn't make a judgment.
I know, but see? Did he make a benefit?
Doesn't matter.
No?
Yes.
He did? Huh?
He left.
But they did whatever they wanted to do.
Yes.
He would be there or not there, they would do. Right? So he left.
He then become part of it.
So, good. But what kind of benefit he made? That he should be rewarded to have a chatan like Moshe?
He stood up for morality.
He then made the judgment. The judgment is the. It gets you where you're going.
But why he running away? Hashem gave him such a reward to have such a privilege to have chatan like Moshe.
Because he could have endangered his own life. Not even that, he also stood up for what was right at that moment. Doesn't matter what your intent is.
But we don't see they ran after him to kill him.
Because maybe Hashem did a nest that he probably got away.
No, if it was a nest, it would be informed. There was no nest. They didn't chase after him. They didn't put his picture in post office. Nothing like that.
Status.
Sorry?
He lost his status.
His job. Position.
That's a very hard thing to go through, going from being a child to nobody.
Well, yeah, he was at, well, also he was a Kohen Midian, he had lots of Kapkabe and Dabdabe in Midian anyway. So now, what we learn from here, let's before to explain this, the question is asked, why Hevel deserved to be killed by his brother? His korban was accepted, right? So he did a mitzvah or not? Yes. So if you do a mitzvah, you should be protected, no? So how come we see not only was not protected, he was wiped out?
He didn't help his brother to also to do something.
He should help him?
Sacrifice was not accepted.
Heaven?
Was not accepted.
No?
No.
Why?
Why?
Cain was not accepted.
Both of them.
Hevel was not accepted? Why?
According to Rav.
Why was not accepted?
If it was accepted, then his punishment would not be there.
Ah, good. So why was it not accepted?
Why wasn't it?
Yeah, if he say it looks like accepted, but really
was not accepted.
Why?
Because Because he had no Derech Eretz.
No. Why?
Because
you
said Ashim wasn't there.
Good. Yeah. Beautiful. So now Harav Diskin says another beautiful insight, and it is, see, you at the circumstances that you see your brother in a rage, right? He's angry that his korban was accepted. So now, then all of a sudden you do the same thing. Hashem claps for you. Hazak Baruch! So what's the next thing you're supposed to do? The next thing, after Hashem claps for you, what do you should do?
Can you please accept my brother's
name? You should run home and have cappuccino with your wife.
What?
You should run home. You should go home.
Oh, you should have gone home?
Yes. And this is a beautiful insight. And it is, at the time that you see that the circumstances is not safe, don't hang around there. Go home.
Like Moshe.
Like Yitro, exactly. So what, as what we said about Yitro, why he was privileged to have a chatan, like Moshe ben Aaron Shalom, he even didn't do no benefit to status of Amistad. But when he realized, see, this system is destructive, I should not have any part of it. So he ran away. He didn't want to be part of it. So that means if you see a system is destructive, the system is not the way it should be, you should not hang around there. That's exactly what the reward is going to come about. Even though that you don't benefit nobody, but that's the expectation that Hashem has from us. It could be a group of people, institution, could be people, friends, but to hang around there.
What about if they ask you for advice? They ask you, they're in the hot situation, they come and say something.
Bil'am is never ever is going to ask you for advice. If he asks a question, he wants to teach you something, but he presents us as a question. But Bil'am attitude never ever is going to learn from you. And that's why he's so new. I cannot change Bil'am. Eov also, you know, he's par, you know, wishy-washy. So there's no room for him here. There's no place for him here. So he ran away. And you see what the reward he gained. And that's what we see, that unfortunately what happened to Hevel. Because after he did his thing, go home. But he hanged around. Maybe he wanted to comfort his brother, maybe, you know, wanted to do something, but we see what the outcome came about. Because at that moment, there's nothing you can do. People is out of control. People, they're somewhere else. And that's what exactly the Habba Nitchakem Alo. That's what he planned to do. But one saved his life and his later future. The children of Yitro, they sat in Sanhedrin. That's what Bil'am, they were co-workers. See, Parashat Balak, Haqini, say, ay, 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 look at me. Look at me, and look at my co-worker. See where he's at, and where I'm at. And that's what exactly happens. One move, it can change your life 180 degrees. Don't hang around, because there's nothing you can do to the people. You cannot make a change to such an attitude, such a mentality, he's already said. And that's why he was zoche to have Moshe ben Aaron Shalom as a chatan. And see how it was privileged. With one move, you know, cut off and went. And Shem Zakenu to be able to have the right chokhmah and the strength to make a right move. And Bezal Hashem is...
You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.